It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you. So let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please won't you be my neighbor? And so we're neighbors again today. I'm glad to be with you. I have some things in this sack that some children gave me and gave me a good suggestion to go with them. This is an empty milk container, and they said it could be an apartment house. Good idea? This is an empty oats box. Said that it could be a tunnel. What about that?
Yeah.
And this is a cottage cheese container. It could be a lake. Let's just take these things to the sand table on the other side of the kitchen. In fact, I think I'll fill this with some water. Water for the lake. Yeah, that's right. Get some lake water in the apartment. Okay, up to the sand table. I like to have different things here so that when my young friends come to play, they can use them. Here's some from the last time somewhere here. All right. Now this will be, what did we say this was going to be? Tunnel. All right, we'll make a tunnel right here. That's good. Here's a truck. You can just put the truck right through the tunnel. There it comes. Now, where should we put the apartment house? Maybe right here. That'd be good. And the lake could go right about here. I think we're going to need some water in the sand to help me build there. That sand is mighty dry.
Speedy delivery.
Oh, Mr. McFeely, how are you?
What's going on here?
Well, I'm making a lake and a tunnel, an apartment house. I'm just about to put water into the lake. Would you like to see the lake get filled up with apartment house water?
There we go.
There it is. Water right up to the level of the lake there.
You know, if my grandchildren were here, they would probably take some of those wooden sticks. Oh, as a matter of fact, you have some here.
I've got wooden sticks.
They play with those a lot, and they would probably make a bridge from that milk carton to that milk carton.
We'll do it.
All righty. I'll take some of these wooden sticks.
Children have the best ideas.
They certainly do.
Some more water from the apartment house for
all
your
alrighty. Stream. And then we'll build the bridge. There we go. There and now in order to get over the river, we can put these down.
Here's your truck.
Alrighty. Let me see.
So you've now, got a bridge there.
Now if my grandchildren were here, they'd probably start the truck over on this side. They would go over the bridge, down the other side.
To the tunnel. Over beside the apartment house.
And park it by the lake.
Park it by the lake.
Speedy delivery truck. Speaking of speedy deliveries, I have more deliveries to make today, so I just want to stop by and say hello.
Could I give you one?
Oh, sure.
I have a delivery in here that I'd like you to make to Bob Trost.
All righty.
We'll come back to this later.
between deliveries, I like to stop by and say hello to my friends.
Oh, I'm glad you do.
Now, where's the delivery?
It's this umbrella that needs to be fixed.
Mm-hmm.
You can make it go that far, but then it doesn't open any further.
I see. Well, I'll tell them that.
Would
all
you
righty,
please?
Speedy delivery.
Bob Trim knows how to fix things.
All righty. See you around the neighborhood.
Thanks, Mr. McFeely.
You're welcome.
Best to your grandchildren. I like to think about having things fixed. Oh, I should have told Mr. McFeely something. Just a minute. Oh, he's already gone. Wanted to tell him Bob Tro something. I'll just call him. Hello, Bob. Mr. McFeely's bringing one of my umbrellas over to you for fixing. Yeah, Fred Rogers. Just wanted you to know that I'm not in any hurry about that. Yeah. What? Oh, you mean now? Well, sure, I'd be glad to. Yes, we have a few minutes. All right, see you in a minute. Bob Tro wants us to come over to his workshop. He has some things he wants us to see. We'll clean up the sand table later. We'll probably see Mr. McFeely over there. We might as well go. Bob Tro's workshop. Oh. Is that great? How did you do that?
Pulleys and rope. Pulleys and rope.
Oh, and it
closes?
Oh, it closes this way.
Uh-huh. Well, wait.
Do it once more.
Closes. Okay.
I see. And then this is what pulls this rope to close it.
All right. The weight in that sack.
Right. But you don't need such a thing. I mean, you could walk over and pull the door open yourself.
But I've designed this for a man in the big store downtown who can't leave his desk, and he has to have a rig like this open the door.
I'd like to try it myself.
Well, I have an idea. I have more deliveries to make, so why don't you open the door for me?
All right, Mr. McFeely.
All righty, here we go.
There to open the door for Mr. McFeely.
There's the door. Speedy delivery. Goodbye, friends. Goodbye.
Speedy delivery, Mr. McFeely. He is a good friend.
He is. I'm just showing him the principle, see? And the rope pulls. Here. That shows when you pull on the rope, it turns the wheel. And all pulleys are wheels. Come over here, I'll show you.
So it makes things easier to pull up, I guess.
Much easier, right? All kinds of pulleys. Look here. Some are more than one. Some are large. Some are very small.
One. Metal. This one's wood. Oh, that is tiny, isn't it?
Try it. Just see how easy they work?
Oh, yeah.
Makes it.
They all have wheels in them.
All of them have wheels, yeah. Even the ones that are covered up like that. There's always a wheel inside with a little groove for the rope to fit in. Now, for something big, you want to lift something very heavy. There's a series of pulleys. Several of them.
That's heavy rope there, too. What would you use that big one for?
Well, I sometimes use this to lift the motor out of a car when they're working on it.
Uh-huh.
And it goes like that. But see, that's very heavy, that bag down at the bottom there. But I can just pull it up very easily because of the pulleys. I had a young friend in here yesterday, 7 years old. But he was pretty husky, and he put his foot in there, and I just lifted him up the same way as I'm lifting that sack down there.
Do you think you could lift me that way?
Sure. Well, let's try it. I think so. Let's see.
I'll hold on very carefully.
Yeah, you hold on up here. Make sure that your hands are in a safe place. Okay. I'm just going to pull you right up off the ground. Off the floor.
That makes like a swing.
There you go. That was swinging. Right back down to the floor.
You have to be careful.
There you go.
It's almost like magic that you could pull one little rope and have somebody go up like that.
Magic. You reminded me of something.
What?
There's some magic inside this sack. Chef Brockett sent this over. It's a bowl of fruit. Oops. And there's an apple and an orange.
Yes.
Okay. Now you hold that sack like that. I'm going to take the apple and the orange. We're going to drop them into the sack. Ready? Mm-hmm. One at a time. Okay. Now, close up the sack like that. Real tight. Oh, children like this magic, Fred. Shake it like that. Now, you shake it a little bit.
They're still there, Bob.
Are they?
Mm-hmm.
But wait, let me see if the trick worked. Oh, yeah. Watch this. The orange turned into an apple. And the apple turned into an orange.
That's wonderful. You know, I remember my grandfather teaching me that.
That this trick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
you remember
he's
him.
He's the one that taught me.
I thought so. Well, apple and orange. I'll show you another trick that he taught me. It's just a handkerchief. And you see, I don't have anything in my hand.
Right.
Now make a fist and just cover my fist with this. Now, watch what happens.
Any magic words?
You can say any one you want.
Boomerang, toomerang.
See that? Now watch. You may think that there was just one standing up like that. You see, you can do that with just a handkerchief. Or just an apple and orange.
Yeah, an apple and orange. You may have those, by the way.
Oh, thank you. And this, as I told you, no hurry for that.
Good. Because I have this pulling job to finish.
I know you do. Thanks, Bob.
Thank you, Fred.
Always good to come see you, friend. Oh, will you open the door for me?
Sure.
Bye.
So long, friend.
My grandfather taught me all sorts of things. He and I were such good friends. Maybe that's one reason I like children so much, because he liked me so much. You could think up good things to do with an apple and an orange and a handkerchief. Let's get the trolley. Okay, trolley. Who is it who has the rocking chair factory in the neighborhood of make-believe? Cornflake especially. He's always thinking up new inventions. Let's make believe that he and his friend Chef Brockett are talking about a new order right as the trolley goes by in the neighborhood of make-believe.
What kind of chair, Chef Brockett? I mean, for what kind of a cake?
Anniversary cake.
Oh.
10th wedding anniversary. Uh-huh. Some friends of mine like rocking chairs a lot. And I thought I'd like to get some small rocking chairs for the top of their cake.
I think I'm beginning to understand.
I knew you would.
Do your friends like to rock indoors or outdoors?
Indoors or outdoors? Well,
yes, I have something special on my mind.
As a matter of fact, they like to rock outdoors on the back porch. They like fresh air.
Well, I was hoping you'd say that. I'll show you my latest invention. Just a minute.
Corny's latest invention.
Here it is.
Oh, Corny.
That's
right.
That's
great.
Now, just pull that little cord there.
I've never seen such a thing.
That's for the sunshine, and that's for the rain. It's called the Rain or Shine Rocker by Cornflake Especially. Do you like it?
Do I like it? I wish I could have a big one for myself.
You don't need to wish for it, Chef Brockett. I have it.
Could I see?
Hi, Corny. Oh. Hi, Chef Brockett.
Hi, Betty.
Hello
how
there,
doing?
Lady Eberlin.
Look at this. Cornflake Especially's Rain or Shine Chair.
That is wonderful. Did you invent it, Corny?
I sure did.
Oh, you have the best ideas.
See how it works? Could I help you with anything, Lady Aberlin?
Yes, please. Do you have any oil I could use on my umbrella? It's just a little bit rusty.
Oh, sure I do. Just a minute.
Do you think it's going to rain?
That's what it said on the Royal Radio. Can't be sure, but I like to be prepared.
Sure.
Here it is.
Oh, thank you very much, Corny.
Could we watch you, Lady Aberlin?
Oh, of course. It just needs a little bit.
Right there at the bottom.
There. It should be good as new.
Fine.
Well, why don't you try it and see if it works?
All right. Ready? Get set.
Oh.
There!
You're now you're ready for rain or shine.
You're a good fixer, Lady Aberlin.
And you two are good friends.
Thanks.
Bye.
We'll Goodbye.
Bye, Betty.
Hi, Daniel.
Oh, hi, Lady Aberlin. Why do you have your umbrella with you?
I heard it might rain.
Oh, I'm sorry.
The Royal Radio just said sprinkles or showers, not a big storm.
I wanted to go outside and play with this walkie-talkie that I'm working on.
I could come with you, and then we could both stay under my umbrella if it did rain.
Would you? I mean, could you?
Well, I'd like to very much. Can you tell me how your walkie-talkie works?
Well, this one can is for you to talk and listen, and this other one is for me. And if the string is very straight and tight, it'll work best.
Why don't we try it maybe over by the picnic place where there'll be lots of room?
Good idea. Let's just go now.
Good.
Come along.
Here we go.
Together.
Let's go right away.
Go somewhere today.
Let's be together and play and play.
Let's go together today.
Right away.
Let's be
together today.
Here we are at the bridge.
Daniel.
Here I am.
Oh.
I think I know where you are.
Peekaboo.
Oh, there you are.
That's a game we've always liked to play, isn't it?
Yes, especially the part where you find me or I find you. I love that part.
Me too.
Shall we try the walkie-talkie?
Let's.
All right.
But you have to show me how it works.
Well, which color do you want?
I like them both.
I like blue best.
Okay. Today, I like green.
Thank you. Fine.
Okay.
Now, you go over there, you know, over near the picnic place.
Okay.
And hold the string kind of tight and listen, and I'll say something to you.
And then what?
Well, then I'll listen and you'll say something to me. When you finish talking, you say over, so I'll know that you're all done.
Okay, here goes.
Hello, Lady Aberlin. Over.
Hello, Daniel Striped Tiger. Over.
Can you hear me? Over.
Yes, I can. Loud and clear. Over.
It works. My walkie-talkie really works.
It does work. You made it and it works, Daniel.
Let's talk some more.
Okay.
I'm not sure I have anything to say.
I know what you mean.
I'm happy our walkie-talkie works.
I'm happy you asked me to play it with you today.
Oh, good. How's the weather over there?
Well, it looks kind of cloudy, Daniel.
Very cloudy. I think my head just got a drop of rain on it. Over.
Oh, me too. Over.
I can go under this bridge here.
I can stand under my umbrella here. Over.
I'm very warm and dry here. Over.
I am too. Over. But not over. I want to be with you. Here I come.
Oh, good.
Oh. It's very cozy here.
Oh, I think so, too. And it's really nice to be here with you alone in the rain.
Yeah, I like it a lot.
Let's stay here for a while and not be in a hurry to go anywhere else.
All right.
Agamaga, Lady Evelyn.
Agamaga, Daniel Tiger.
Do you know any knock-knock jokes?
Yes, I know one. Okay, knock-knock.
Who's there?
Ivan.
Ivan who?
I have an everlasting love for you. How about you?
I think I just made one up.
Oh, good.
Knock-knock.
Who's there?
I'm Sahap.
I'm so happy. Who?
I'm so happy I could sing. La di da da, da di da.
Oh, that's a good one, Daniel. Gosh, I wonder what other people are doing in the rain right now, like X or Corny or Queen Sarah.
Yeah, I wonder too.
What do you think of it?
Thanks to this chair, I'm actually enjoying this little rain.
Glad you like it, Chef Brockett. Glad you like my new invention.
Hey, Hen.
Yeah?
Maybe this rain will make our tree grow some more.
Meow always keeps growing. Meow, no matter meow old Meow is.
Oh, it's so cool here when it's raining.
Meow air smells meow sweet.
Come on down, rain. Keep on coming down.
Everything seems so peaceful here today, Sarah.
Yes, Friday. I certainly feel peaceful here with you.
Life can have pleasant, peaceful pleasures, Sarah.
Sometimes interrupted.
Yes, but not for now. Now is a moment to be cherished.
Oh, here comes Trolley.
All is well, Trolley. See you soon.
Trolley? It's peaceful in the neighborhood of make-believe. Once in a while, would you like to have your friend all to yourself in a special place of your own? So good to think about being with friends that you like. Clean up the sand table now. Got the tunnel down here for my young friends when they come to play. The apartment house. Just put the lake in the river under the bridge. Getting to be friends is like building bridges. Some people think that friends are always happy, always having fun. Well, that's not true. Friends often have hard times and sad times. But friends can come together again and again and build a stronger and stronger friendship between each other. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling. A very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. Gives me a good feeling to know how much you are growing, inside and out. Sometimes by yourself and with your families, and often with your friends. I'll be back next time. Bye.
People who gave the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people of this and other public television stations and the Sears Roebuck Foundation.
This is PBS.